Welcome back
to the Fat and Furious Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very, very long time, and we are not apologizing. Yes, we are. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Please come back. We love you.
We love you guys.
We love you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, today, it is a sad, sad day.
What a sad week.
Well, it's been, well, yes. I mean, this happened on
Monday.
The first, technically, wasn't it?
No, it was
the second.
Yeah.
So in case you've been living under a rock, Ken Block has passed away, and it was due to a snowmobile accident.
And I'm not okay.
No, I don't think any of us here are. Speaking of who's here, we have myself, Justin, we have the Big Ryan, we have the Corey Foltz in the house, and we also have a new podcast member, this is Colton.
This is the first time
coming out fucking swinging on this one, dude.
He's a fellow roller of cars.
A fellow Toyota fan.
Jesus. Anyways, Colton, just for the podcast, how old are you and how many cars have you crashed?
I'm 16, got my license in September, and I already wrecked my Tacoma, rolled it, totaled it.
Nice.
In a very magnificent fashion.
I will,
15
I will
miles
say.
An hour.
50?
15.
Yes, let's clear that up.
Yeah, you need to clear that up before, you know, people get the wrong.
I mean, whether or not people want to speculate if whether or not he was doing something funny or not.
Definitely wasn't.
The police say he wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're just going to go with that. Yeah, so, like,
the tracks prove it, but it also doesn't mean that he was in third and he downshifted to second.
To preface on this story, he was driving down a very icy road, which just
no one knew
to
was
be
icy.
The road that his house is on. No one knew that this was ice. Like, coming
it did
from,
not look
yeah,
like
yeah, it didn't look like ice. It just looked like wet gravel. He lost control of the truck, spun it around, and facing 180 degrees...
Practically kick-flipped
the
Tacoma.
Yes, he kick-flipped the Tacoma and landed
on the roof
board side down.
Yeah.
So straight onto the roof, no damage
Everyone
to the driver's side
has to start
side
somewhere when it comes to skating.
Yes. What kicks me up about it, right, is that
kick-flipped.
You
didn't mean to.
It's okay. So, it's an accident. You came 180 degrees, you were facing backwards, and you flipped the truck to where there was no damage on the
driver's side.
Except for the
mirror. Because that's how deep the ditch was. And enough time to roll on through.
Right, so yeah, you came from level road, like you were saying,
it was a
you
straight
could
drop.
Step from the bottom of the truck directly onto the road.
That's like an 8-foot.
Well, the bad thing was, is they had said when they pulled the truck out that everything was wrong with the driveline and everything.
Yep.
Because when it flipped around, it had literally zero traction at all to full traction, which is what made it flip.
It just snapped.
And when it ripped like that, it broke everything underneath the truck. And then when it hit and flipped and rolled over onto the other side, slamming on the same exact side, it
obliterated
everything underneath the truck was obliterated.
So you know what we have forgot? Ryan's dying, it's fine.
I'm always dying on
everything. So, in memoriam to Ken Block, all four of us have a Plain Jane Black Monster. Actually, mine says Apex Legends on it, but you know what?
I'm wearing a Ford Monster Nitto shirt.
I have a hat, but I don't know where it went.
I'm just wearing Tokyo stuff.
This one is for Ken Block. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. That is one full-ass monster to Ken Block.
Hoon in peace.
Hoon in peace, brother. Now that the hard part's out of the way, right?
It's always hard. Let's not lie here.
The whole preface behind this podcast is going to be kind of in remembrance of Ken Block, right? So I kind of want to go around, and I think we're going to start at the newbie in the table. Just because I like putting you on the spot and I want to make you talk about it.
Yeah. Every new person always gets
exactly.
put on the spot.
It's your first episode. It has to happen.
Yeah. At least we've had a couple people when they come on too, they just kind of drown into the background because us three just get so involved into other stuff.
Exactly.
There are times when you fucking drown me out, Corey.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like,
well, it Corey depends on what the topic is. Like,
Corey's like, Toyota? Oh my god. The best family SUV is a Subaru Wilderness Outback.
I was so mad.
If everybody
remembers right, you can go back a couple of seasons and you can listen to this episode. You remember. We asked Corey to be there for
multiple
that episode,
times. Multiple he even committed.
And he said he would be there. And he never showed up. So that's what he did.
And they
he
still chose the wrong car.
I mean, to be fair, it was probably better that he wasn't because we know it would have just ended with a 4Runner.
It absolutely would have been a 4Runner or a fucking Sequoia. It would definitely like
yeah,
if it was a 4Runner or Sequoia.
Anyways, all right, back on track. We don't do that a lot here. We don't try and get back on track.
I said Newfoundland. All right, anyways. Colton, what is the first video that you can remember, right, as best you can, that had Ken Block in it, right, or that you can remember that actually, you know, spiked your interest in cars or swayed you to one car over another or
so
whatever? Kind of, you know,
it wasn't really cars. It was him and Rob Dyrdek in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
skateboarding downtown.
Okay.
It was when they started their shoe brand.
Yeah, DC Shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you probably don't remember that video then, because DC Shoes started in 1984. I will say.
Yeah. Well, I researched
so
that
was
long
so,
time
so he
ago.
Was probably
I think that was,
watching the like the Robin Big.
Yes.
This
yeah.
is probably
yes.
like a
yeah.
long,
I exactly
long time
you're
ago.
About
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I was
yeah.
saying. It was either Fantasy Factory or Robin Big.
Yeah, it was
like,
definitely Robin Big.
Yeah, it had to be one
it
of
wasn't
those.
A brand
yeah,
new video, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
definitely
yeah,
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 a Robin Big. I think everybody has seen those, though,
yeah.
because,
yeah.
I
mean, well, I mean, Robin Big is just so, like, you know, like, they are
well,
what started
then,
the Fantasy
yeah.
Factory.
Also, rest
in
peace, the homie.
Oh, yeah, Big Black as well. I mean, that guy was a real G, but...
Rest in peace.
They had a pet... goat.
I know.
Well, no, it was a
mini
goat.
Horse.
It was a
mini,
mini
horse.
Mini horse. It was a
yes,
mini horse.
Yes.
God,
oh,
bro.
Was that Big Black's house or was that Rob's house?
That was Rob's house.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He had a
yep.
freaking
head. And then they did a fucking musical
yep.
about Rob Dyrdek's life and made Big Black
yep.
dress up as a man-pawn.
Yes, dude. Yes,
which, for those who
so
are uninitiated, that is a tampon that you put in your butthole after you eat something spicy to prevent leakage.
That,
yes.
is,
that is a main line.
Oh my
yeah.
that's
so POV me after Mexican.
All right. Anyway, so it was a Robin Big video
yes.
or you know, like an early Fantasy Backroom
yeah.
video. And that was just like the first thing that you ever
yep.
saw of him. Did anything really after that kind of trigger you to like cars more or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, it was his first Hawkeye that he did for Gymkhana 1. That was probably the biggest
mm-hmm.
one. That
okay, yeah. Gymkhana won the,
yeah.
the Hawkeye STI
yes.
that he drove. That was the black and monster
yeah,
yes.
livery, right? That was before he went to the blue. Because he had a blue.
Well, it was still, wasn't it? It had like the whole rear end was...
Mm-mm. No, that's the stink eye.
Oh, was it the stink eye?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, no, it was all black and then it just had 43 on the side of it and then it was like a couple monster stickers somewhere mm-hmm. on it. It was... super clean or whatever, but
because he raced with Subaru. Oh yeah, just knock it all back, dog.
But yeah, no, he raced with Subaru for a while,
but it wasn't as
a
he never raced out of that Subaru racing livery.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, always
he wasn't in the yeah he wasn't in the World Rally blue and lime green livery ever.
Yeah.
That might be wrong.
No.
No, because it was Colin McRae up until Travis.
Colin McRae did. He was always in like gold and blue and
yeah.
His last one with them was in gold. I remember that.
Yeah, it was the gold. Oh yeah, it was the gold STI with the black No Fear logos.
Yeah,
because
that was
oh,
when he.
That was when
he almost beat Travis Pastrana for gold
in
the
Nitro
X
Rally.
No, no, the
X
Games.
Games. Yeah.
It comes
yep,
back
yep,
to the
yep,
stadium.
In, Rallycross.
And
yep.
Flips it.
Yes.
And as he's in the air, he downshifts.
Yes.
And floors it, and he's like, "Well, if it grips traction, I can still go." He rolls it back onto the tires, and because it's just going, he digs in and gets third. Or second.
Yeah, it was second. He got silver. That's fucking nut, dude. Colin McRae is a fucking badass. Anyways.
Rest in peace, Colin
McRae. Another one for Colin McRae. But, Okay, so Gymkhana 1 is really what kind of like, you're like, oh shit, you can do this with cars?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's kind of what they were for everything.
I mean, it's an all-wheel drive car, much
right.
less.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You saw like certain things can, sliding around, right. and you're like, oh, yeah, it's a Mustang. Cool. Like,
and, actually, hold on, I'll look it up right now. When, if anybody wants to take a guess, was the first Gymkhana released?
Ooh.
I thought it was...
That was the first
2011.
Was it?
What?
I thought it was older than that.
Actually, maybe. Hold on.
Hold on. He was in a 2006 530 horsepower Subaru Impreza STI in 2008.
The first thing that comes up on YouTube isn't even from Hoonigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone else's re-upload of it.
Sick.
So, alright, so, just to kind of put this into perspective for you, 530 wheel horsepower out of an STI in 2006, and right now, Vermont Sports Car, like, the Subaru builders, are pushing 700 horsepower out of their billet aluminum block STIs.
Mm-hmm.
That should fucking tell
that's
you.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking horsepower out of these billet aluminum motors, right? So, like, these things are fucking nuts, and the fact that they're making only 170 less.
Yeah,
motors, I mean.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying in the rally cars, like, in the spec rallycross cars, they're making 720?
Something like that.
What was Air Slayer's? Pastrana's STI.
850,
right? And that was like, they were like, we gotta put a new motor in it after almost every shoot.
Yeah.
Because it's just not reliable.
They're beating the
shit out of these motors. So 530 wheel horsepower, although it doesn't sound like a lot, in 2006, in 2008.
It's enough to drift in all wheel drive.
Yeah,
exactly. And that was my next point, right? Is that Formula Drift started in 2005.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that? Don't quote me. I'm off the top of my head bullshitting. 2005, right? So people are already drifting for sport.
Yeah.
In Mustangs,
Corvettes.
They have been longer than that. I mean, back to fucking Japan.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Right. But what I'm saying is that has anybody done it in all-wheel drive before then?
Probably not.
Accidentally?
Maybe. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
If you're off-road,
absolutely. If you're, you know, I mean, if you're
trucking through trees,
Baja, anything like that. Yeah, I'm sure, absolutely. But, like, nobody has done it on pavement.
Yeah.
Nobody
has done it intentionally. Not like, oh, I'm just going to hit a bush and it's not a big deal obstacle.
Right,
I'm going to hit this crane and my car is going to just disintegrate.
Yeah, here's an example, actually.
In front of me.
Or people on a little...
Oh, yeah, the same,
like, moving, and you just take them out, right?
Initial D. Perfect example of that.
Okay.
Specifically.
Okay.
Because
Ryan's a nerd. Go on.
Fuck you.
All right. We're all aware of Initial D. It's fine.
No, no. What I'm saying, the whole kind of premise of the show is, you know, the drifting, you know, Mount Akina, and, you know, they're drifting down the mountains and all that.
Yep.
In the show, they do have a couple all-wheel drive cars.
Mm-hmm.
However, the mindset of those all-wheel drive cars drivers is that drifting is just for show. You're not actually getting anywhere in. So even back then, because one of the cars is an R32 GTR, another one is a Mitsubishi Lanevo, and both the drivers are talking all about how they're not drifting. You know, you can't drift an all-wheel drive car. It's meant for one purpose, and that's speed.
Exactly. It's meant
to
handle.
So even a show that was about drifting
wasn't drifting all-wheel drive cars.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So then this dude comes out. He skateboards and he's got DC shoes and he's pretty high up there,
dude, like
in rally and stuff like that. He comes out with these videos.
The edit of him with the Sparco glove on fire whenever he flares his hand up,
absolutely.
Dude. Oh, bro, like that was I mean, that was very like 90s inspired, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a punk. I don't give a shit about the government. Like, fuck all that. Just whoa. My hand's on fire. Fuck you, right? Like, immediate, right into the video.
Immediately, you're like, I like this guy.
Yeah, exactly. You're like,
this
that was
guy.
Sick as shit. And, like, the second clip after that is a hawk taking off from his arm. Like, what is this, bro? This is badass.
It's one of those
weird. Gets into a Subaru, and you're like, what is happening right now, bro?
And then he's sliding around, like, what? Is that the one that he hit the light bulbs? Or was that the
second? That was the second one.
That was the hatch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the one... Oh, no, that was the Fiesta that he blew the wheel out.
Yeah.
That he just completely... He backed the fucking wheel into the side of Urbandale Speedway, and they just...
That wasn't a Gymkhana video, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I thought that was a promo video he did for Formula Drift.
I think it was like...
Because I remember Formula Drift just posted...
Gymkhana, like a 3.2 or 3.5, something. I don't remember. Anyways.
Dude, yeah.
They're legendary enough that they made GIFs about them. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They have GIFs of him, like, in the Fiesta, like... Doing the hill jump, the sideways jump to the grip,
jumping across the giant ass.
He did that in the GD chassis Subaru too. The ginormous jump. Or was that Pastrana?
No, that was him. That was Ken Block.
That was Ken Block.
He was in the Fiesta. It was in the
Subaru.
Yes, it was.
It was 100% in the Subaru.
What?
Yeah,
Gymkhana 3, whenever he jumps over in San Francisco, in the streets of San Francisco, that's Gymkhana 3. He's in the Fiesta.
Oh, no, not in the streets, no.
No, it was like on a dirt track or something.
I know exactly what you guys are talking about. We'll get to that. I promise you we will get to that. Trust me.
Okay.
I promise you. All right, anyways, Corey.
That one.
Yeah.
That's Ken Block. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in the 06.
That's in the GD.
Is that a bird
or a plane? It's Ken Block.
43, bitch. Anyway, so Corey, let's kind of move on to you. What was the first video that you ever saw Ken Block in?
Actually, you know what was really weird? It was the second Gymkhana. Okay. The first time I, like, because before that it was sports and crap like that.
Yep.
And it was, you know, and it was around that time that I was like, ooh, Subarus are nice. You know, really bad Subarus. And then my buddy, who was also a Subaru, I don't know, you guys probably never met him. He was like 2 grades above me. He was a grade above you.
Yeah.
But he had an STI at school, mm-hmm. and it was loud as hell that. And he And he showed me the video of the second Gymkhana, mm-hmm. and I was like,
oh, Subarus are badass.
Wow. Then he's like, oh, yeah, look at the first one. And then I was like, GD chassis. Yeah, like, God. Like, those are my favorite. Yeah. Like,
well, obviously. I mean, you gotta think, the Stink Eye chassis was just on the downfall as we were graduating.
Yeah.
2013?
GD chassis was
it? Not GD, I'm sorry. The Stink Eye chassis.
Yeah, Stink Eye chassis.
Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah,
GF
chassis. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Everybody knows what the Stink Eye is. If you don't, it's 08 to
I will say
13.
Apparently, there are Subaru purists that think that calling anything other than the block eye an eye is stupid.
Oh my God. I feel like bug eye is the most universal term.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I have a bug eye Subaru. Oh,
everybody
knows
what you're talking about. 2002,
2003.
Anyway, all right. I'm getting off track again.
But still.
So anyway, yeah, you said yours was Gymkhana 2, and then he showed you Gymkhana 1.
Yeah, and then I got more, and then I think that was like, he showed me Gymkhana 2 right before Gymkhana 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like,
he switched to 4.
Watched 1, like, oh crap, and then 3 came out, and then every single one, when he released the new Gymkhana, it was like, I came home from work, and I'm like, everybody shut up.
I need to watch this video.
We're watching Gymkhana. And I would throw it on the TV or something like that. Like, we are watching this.
Absolutely.
And it was just, it's up there next to, like, H2O edits. Like, you sit down and you shut up and you just watch this.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's badass.
All right, what do you got?
So the first time that I ever heard of Ken Block was through the X Games.
Okay.
That was the first time I ever heard of him.
Yours might be the oldest here, then. I thought mine was going to be the oldest, I'm not going to lie.
Because
Ken Block competed in X Games early 2000s.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I was all into X Games growing up. I mean, for me it was mainly skateboarding, but that was the first time I'd ever seen rally.
Right.
And
seeing
the rally cross where, you know, it's the actual, like, the stadium rally.
Yeah, the
where
inside
you're
stadium
going through
rally.
The stadiums, and it's all dirt through there, and then it comes out in the parking lot and all that.
Yep,
that was the first time I'd ever heard of or watched Rally Car.
Correct, yes.
And watching that was how I first heard of Ken Block. But I didn't actually really pay any attention or even know that he did the YouTube stuff until later on.
Okay. What was the first gym
concert? Well, so I'm getting that. Okay. So the first time like that I'd ever actually paid attention to what he did online was actually through an episode of Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek.
Oh.
He came on and was like, you know, reviewing clips, and they started showing some clips of the stuff that he did.
Obviously, he came on to Rob Dyrdek.
Obviously, like, but like, they brought him on, and I'm like, oh, it's Ken Block, and they started talking about like Gymkhana. I'm like,
what the heck is that?
What is that? Right.
And then coincidentally, I just started. I just started, you know. So you know, they show clips, and I just started at school after moving to Virginia, and met you there.
Yep.
And we were in the back of the bus, and the first time that I ever watched a Gymkhana video was Gymkhana 3 on the back of the bus with you.
Yep, I remember that.
I think at that point we were already up to like Gymkhana. I want to say like. Five or six, maybe, because I know six was like 2014, but like we were already up there in like, you know, Gymkhana 5 or 6, but the first time I ever watched one was Gymkhana 3 with you.
In the back, in the back of the bus, I remember. Yeah, we were some hoodlums in the back of the bus.
Right before you started showing up to school and seeing the old sweet Daphne
sitting there every day. Yeah, you know what I was driving? Daphne. I was driving a 4.6 liter Lincoln LS.
Yeah.
V8, you know
what I was
baby.
Driving? That is the
right as soon as you pull
thing.
Into high school.
The most
I was driving the school bus.
The most iconic thing
through high school
is me. Every time I think of Corey, I just think of his neochrome everything gray blob eye. That's all I remember.
Oh yeah, dude. My favorite picture of Corey is him walking away from the car in a parking garage in low light. That is like genuinely, dude. That is so because
it
the shirt matched the car. And you didn't even
it was beautiful.
That. It was.
It really
gorgeous,
was
gorgeous.
Gorgeous
picture. But
and the low light too, so we grabbed the silver, grabbed all the light, but it left all the darks
all
in
the
it too.
Yeah,
it
the
beautiful.
Wheels were
absolutely
just black
beautiful.
All the way around. And
but they
like
were clean
the,
too,
oh,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
got the wheel shine.
Yep.
But you couldn't very well, which is why I didn't like the wheels being black. But we'll get to that later. I didn't like the wheels being black because you couldn't see them.
Yeah,
you absolutely. Just couldn't see them. I wanted to make them silver because then that car would have been like,
yeah.
you'd been like, damn, yo, those are NKs.
All right, now hear me out. The first, and like I said, yours might be the oldest, which that makes me upset because I thought I had the oldest. I don't know when this aired, so I had it pulled up here. It was 2009.
Damn. I got you, bitch.
Yeah, you got
Top Gear.
Oh,
that's a good one. Rode in the rally car with Ken Block, with Ricky Carmichael. Jumping supercross jumps with Ken Block right behind him. In the Subaru.
I remember
That was the first time I was like, who the hell is that guy?
Yeah, I remember that.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I just remember James May being like Ken, that's a supercross jump. And he's like, yeah.
Whoa!
Was that the one at the airfield?
I think it was in an airframe.
Yeah, I know exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So, another Top Gear related, because none of us paid attention after the, you know, Jeremy, Rich, and James, he actually went back on Top Gear.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
With Matt LeBlanc.
Yes, he did with Matt LeBlanc, and he had the Unicorn V1 in London.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the entire time, they're ripping it through the streets of London.
Oh, my
God. And Matt LeBlanc is just rattling off facts. About London.
Oh, hey, there's Big Ben. Oh, bye, Big Ben.
We're screaming across the Tower Bridge and, like, zooming in and out of, like, parked buses like, you know, he does. And Matt LeBlanc's like, well, I mean, in case you didn't know, this one's actually called the Tower Bridge. A lot of people call it the London Bridge, but it's actually called the Tower Bridge because the towers.
And Ken just looks at him, and he's like, nice. And he just keeps driving. He just pauses for like. Exactly.
And then they also have the little red button on the top of his hydraulic brake.
Oh yeah.
And Matt LeBlanc's like, "Hey, what's that button do?" And Ken's like, "Don't touch that button.
He only says those two lines in the entire cut.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc says everything else.
But it's just
Ken
it's
does not masterpiece
because he's playing little ball balls.
It's a fucking masterpiece. It's so it's NA.
So it's NA. It's screaming like a bat out of hell.
But that's what it had. No, it had the ITBs on V1, didn't it?
Hold on.
Yeah, so it was screaming, screaming.
Oh yeah,
screaming, screaming.
It was not the twin turbo.
No.
V1 wasn't twin turbo. Yeah, V2 went twin turbo, and then V3 was how he set it up for Leah.
Yeah.
Which is nuts, by the way. Can we just talk about that for a second? You know, yeah, fucking paddle shifters and a fucking line lock and all that shit.
Yes.
She just finished her Audi build.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. I wanted to wait until all of them came out to watch all of them. Yeah. I haven't.
You know, I hate to say it, and like I would used to be a big watcher in the Hoonigan channel on YouTube. I haven't seen it in so long.
So honestly,
I think the last thing I saw was when they raced that the 1000cc bike versus
this versus that.
Yeah, it was a this versus
this, versus
but it's
that
all in the same channel anyways.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen anything.
So there's
so
like
long.
There's their builds now are more like they just did
last
Indy
build.
Truck.
Okay, I'll say last.
Yeah, the Indy truck
was
hot.
Rolls Royce was the last one I saw.
Slay Poupon.
Yes.
Oh,
that
God,
was the
that
last
thing is
one I
menacing.
Saw. And
I
was like, oh my, who would have thought of that?
I didn't like the wheels they chose for it, but I mean, it's a drift taxi, so
yeah,
like, they really don't give a shit.
Weren't they 1552s, too?
No, I think they were roadies. There were some really expensive roadie.
Okay, I mean, yeah. Drift taxi,
it's a
Rolls Royce, you gotta put
some
nice
wheels
on it.
I love that. Slay Poupon. You have any gray Poupon?
Yeah.
Do you have any gray Poupon?
Exactly, bro. I loved it so.
Let me Slay Poupon.
Yeah, I have a.
They did Warthog. They did Slay Poupon. They just did
the
Indy Truck.
Yeah, the
which
Indy Truck
I haven't
was
seen
hot.
Any of. And
oh,
I want to
it
save
is
it.
Like their best
I
want
to save it because I wanted to watch it all at one time.
It's done.
Okay,
well,
the
only
Ridgeline
that
I
would ever actually own.
That's the reason. I was like, it's on the ground. The whole front suspension is NSX suspension that's been custom, like, cantilevered by Alex.
Yep.
And then the rear is an Indy car. The whole rear. They cut the truck in half and then stuck a motor, trans, driveline, all of it. Center
and
locks.
It's a rear-engine Indy car.
It's a rear-mounted, literally, Indy car rear subframe.
It took a very long to dial it because doing an Indy motor on a truck that's slightly top-heavy was really hard for them.
Yeah,
they would just spin
dude, it's such a good watch, bro. Go watch.
Yeah,
I definitely need to watch.
And
the whole
I saw when they first came out with it, like, oh, we bought a Ridgeline, and I was like, I'm gonna wait on that because,
I saw it too. What is this Ridgeline gonna be? And I was like, I don't want to click on this video, man. And then like I saw the animation that they have for Indy Truck, and I was like, the fucking what?
I didn't hear about it until they brought it to SEMA fully built.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'm watching. I'm scrolling through Instagram.
And drove at SEMA.
Yep.
It took 40 minutes.
I was scrolling through Instagram, and they come up on the page, and like, yeah, we're out here at SEMA with the Indy truck, and I'm like, same reaction. I'm like,
the fucking
what? And I keep watching. I'm like, oh my god, that thing is yellow and fucking hot.
I know, dude.
The problem with that
I
truck
can't
is
believe
it
I said that about a Ridgeline.
It takes 40 minutes to start that truck.
Well, yeah,
it does. Dude,
it's an Indy car.
It is, yeah,
it's a fucking
but
Indy
like,
car.
Whatever happened to the Donk?
It's still there.
Okay, they built
still,
it,
yeah.
And then it was just like...
think about how...
I just wanted to see him like Ozzy, that thing just like kill some rear
tires.
Nah, that's what I thought they were going to use
it
for.
No, they're never
going to... They're literally going to put it on this versus that against Donk Masters thing, and then that's going to be it.
Oh,
like, it's going to live in the fucking yard like all the rest of them do, like... Fucking Soupy's Integra, the all-wheel drive Integra, the B20B Integra that he was building.
It's an NA Integra, though.
Yeah, but still.
Did you know that's
never
there,
been finished?
Did they ever finish the
Camaro?
The older guys.
The B-Series.
Yeah, the B-Series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they ever finish that? Because they got him like a head, they got him cams and stuff like
that,
but
that,
they complained about it.
It
was so slow.
No, that was it. That was the end of that build.
But I never got to see them put
a,
the head in the cams.
They
and
didn't.
Stuff
they
in.
Didn't. Like they just Man. Said, "Oh yeah, it's in." And then like it was on this versus that against fucking what's his name's Turbo Miata, and that was it. Like that was the whole thing. They were like, "Yep, we did it. It's already done." Like,
Dan's Turbo Miata.
Yeah, Dan's Turbo Miata.
Yeah,
yeah.
It may have been a scrap video.
Yeah, so. I mean, still, but like,
there's
like,
certain, I mean, because as a content creator,
that's the shit I want to see.
Yeah, there's. As a content creator, we now know this because we have two podcasts that we completely recorded, edited, and then never released, as well as seven videos at this point. There's certain things that you go through all that trouble of doing, and then you're like, yeah, this is never going to see the light of day.
No, no, no.
I like the, probably one of my favorite, one of the,
The Hoonigan builds?
Yeah, the Hoonigan, well, not the Hoonigan builds, the, This Versus That was the Boosted Boys, MR2 versus the Hoonicorn.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
Because obviously it's a drag car. It lost off the dig. But on the launch, it was like, but like on a roll, it was like.
Yeah, it was right there. Whoa, yeah. Dude, holy shit. Dude, that, like, I don't think people understand exactly how fucking fast the Hoonicorn is.
Dude, it whooped everything in this versus that.
Except
no matter what type
for the
of
Audi, the RS3.
Yeah, but that is the fastest RS3 on the planet.
Okay, you're talking 1,500 horsepower versus 1,600 horsepower. One's a five cylinder and one's a. Twin
NASCAR
turbo
motor.
V8.
It's a
NASCAR
motor.
It's a NASCAR motor with two turbos strapped to it.
Yeah, no, it's a stock car motor. That's what
stock car
saying,
motor
sorry.
With two turbos
it's
slapped
a,
on
it's
it.
Basically
versus
a
five
Ford
cylinder.
427.
Yeah, versus a five cylinder with a turbo on it.
But
yeah.
How many
that,
things
that
didn't
make 1600?
Oh yeah,
no,
oh yeah,
that's what like.
I will tell you, it
would have been way different if they had a prep surface.
Oh yeah,
because they had drag cars out there. They had like
the
bikes
the
and
6,000 horsepower Corvette.
Yeah,
was out there,
and it was just like, oh,
yeah.
Exactly. And then he's like, they're like, yeah, he's gonna lose
right,
because
yeah.
They would have to
rip.
Do rolls every single
yeah.
time, and they would still spin.
Yeah, he would be doing a 60
like,
and 80 roll, and then he would stomp, and it would just like,
you know what I
want to
see? You know what I want to see? I want to see a. Well, it's not Kobo, is it? No, that's a Camaro. What's the Viper? The 3,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Kovo?
C-O-V-O?
No.
No.
Cabo?
No.
It's some Cabo.
But Cabo sounds right.
There was one that was on there that was
the
Hellcat Swap.
It's literally.
Viper.
Yeah. Oh, the Red Eye. The Red Eye Viper. Okay. I understand why they did that. Because, like, they needed its throttle, by the way, that built that car. It's a Red Eye Swap Viper. So they took the V10 out and put a Hellcat Red Eye in it, right? So it still makes a shit ton of horsepower. Here's the kicker. It's a Gen 2 Viper. There's nothing in the fucking car. The car weighs like 1,800 pounds without a motor in it. And they put a fucking like 700 horsepower fucking whatchamacallit motor in it. The stock Viper motor back then, it was an 8.4 liter and it weighed, you know, a ton.
Yeah, a piston of pieces as much as your head.
Exactly. So they took that big ass fucking motor out. They put a brand new Red Eye motor in it, and it makes 750, 800 horsepower, whatever the fucking Red Eye makes, right? So this guy, the most recent one that This Versus That, right? He gets off the line and it's like, oh, and it just takes off. Right, it's gone. Everybody's like, hell yeah. And then he goes, oh, and he just, all the way across the track into the other dude's lane, comes all the way back around, straight across into the dirt.
Yep.
And it was like, dude.
Sad to watch.
There's no, it was so hard to watch, bro. He didn't total it. He brought it back onto the track and he raced it again, but it still counted. He was racing a 620R. McLaren 620R.
Oh my gosh.
And it literally just like, he was gone. He was boogieing, bro. And then he came in the second and he just, whoop, bah! And it just snapped the rear axle and just came right around on him. It's like, dude, it's a Gen 2, bro.
It's a Viper with a Hellcat in it.
Exactly.
I mean, the guys who built that couldn't even control that car so much that they sold it. They were like, begone, we can't even drive the damn thing.
Dude, I mean, like, think about that, though. In 97 is when
eight.
The Gen 1 came out?
8.
No, 8 was when the ACR Gen 2 came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So okay. That would have been 96. Like, the Gen 1 is the convertible. That's it.
Yeah.
It's literally no AC, no power steering, none
no
of that.
No ABS.
It. Literally
it
nothing.
A death trap.
It's a V10 with a steering wheel. That's it.
Four wheels, a steering wheel, and a V10.
Exactly. And then the Gen 2
calls for destruction.
Was the hard top with all of the, you know, AC and shit like that. So it's still
the second Gen still didn't have ABS.
It didn't have ABS and it didn't have traction control, none of that bullshit, because that was all 98, 97, whatever. But those motors, even though they were humongous, still only made 510 horsepower. So you drop something that has
300 and change more horsepower in it instantly because it's got a fucking 6 point or a fucking what is it? How
six,
big is it?
6.2 with a supercharger. Six, two, I can't remember how big.
It's like a 6.7 liter supercharged V8.
No,
it's a 6.2.
The red eye is still a 6.2. It's just up-tuned.
Yeah, but
it's just an up-tuned Hellcat. I can't remember the literage.
It's like a 1.3. It's like a 1.6, 1.7.
Something
like that, whatever. But yeah, I mean, the supercharger alone on... Like,
I mean, people are taking those superchargers off and putting massive Whipples on and making 1,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like, oh, hey, 1,000.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Anyway, no. 12 volts. I do want to kind of tie into what you just said there about how back then those V10s were only 500 horsepower. Also, about how impressive it was for the STI that Block was driving, Gymkhana 1, to be 530 horsepower for that time.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we talked about this like 2 weeks ago with the fact that cars nowadays are so ridiculously powerful, even just out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, first Fast and Furious movie. The whole thing was the 10-second car.
Yeah.
They're building like, you'll be a 10-second car.
And then, like, when they do the Supra, they have this, like, everything's laid out all around. They filled the Lightning with parts and stuff just to make a 10-second car.
Let me tell you a secret here. Let me tell you guys a secret here. Oh. Yeah, you can go out and buy a 10-second car off the lot for $40,000.
Yeah, you know how fucking nuts that is?
That's insane. Oh, I mean, technically,
or you just buy you a bike and you already have 10 years.
No, listen. I'm getting to that.
I was watching Motor Trend's YouTube channel, and if you don't, you probably should check into that.
Wait, have we got motorcycles since we last?
No, well, that's actually
me and Jared.
You and Jared.
It was just Jared at that point. The last time.
Yeah. The last just time Jared. We did a motorcycle podcast was just Jared.
Because Jared had the R7.
Yep.
Then Jared bought the R6. You got the R7, and I bought an R6,
and now he has sold his R6.
And he bought a 7.3 power stroke.
bought a truck.
He traded it. Traded an R6 for a 7.3 power stroke
with a cam, injectors, and a big turbo. Brother,
it didn't run.
It doesn't run.
But when it runs,
we spent like 3 hours trying to pull it
out. Out of a bush in a.
However, he has since tried to start it, and it has compression. Therefore, it'll run because it's a diesel.
Scooter.
It's literally compression and fuel on diesels, bro. They don't need no fucking spark.
Are you sure he's letting the glow plugs heat up enough?
Yeah.
I'm pretty fucking sure.
Has he changed the spark plugs?
Maybe it's his blinker fluid.
It's his blinker fluid.
That's what it is.
That's all it is.
Yep. It's his exhaust bearings.
Someone call Jared.
It needs death in that old 7.3. That's what it is.
Has he checked the EGR?
It's 98. It needs death.
Wait.
Has he checked the EGR?
Has he checked
the EGR's claw?
Is the EGR claw? Now, for those who don't know, we use a lot of acronyms. DEF is diesel exhaust fluid for, you know, newer trucks, as in 2010?
No, I think it's newer than that.
No,
I thought it was 2012, but I'm pretty sure that there's
the
stuff
LBZ,
before that.
LBZ? Yeah, LBZ Duramax was the last truck before they added into Chevys, at least. That was the last diesel truck. 2008.
Okay.
Because so, when they produced the LMM, that was when they started adding all of the exhaust stuff.
Diesel exhaust fluid. It's actually something that you have to buy. It's not something that your dad's just trying to make fun of you to go into AutoZone and get.
I will say,
exhaust fluid or DEF fluid is something you do need to buy to pass emission standards.
Do own a diesel truck and you are in a place that requires you to have your emissions, loser, and you're tired of going to buy the big blue box, you can go to truck stops because they have that on pump.
Yes, they have on pump.
That's something
which
that
is way nicer and way cheaper than buying two boxes and
at $30 a box.
And then it's also a lot easier to get gas there because the pumps there are set up for semis.
Yes.
So they have a lot higher max and they pump a lot faster.
Yes, absolutely.
I watched a lot of diesel truck videos.
Moving into EGR because we did hit that one as well.
Exhaust gas
return.
Yeah.
Did you know that one?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I used to work at AutoZone.
I do diesel work. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah,
I was
like, dude, the fucking Subaru had an EGR.
It did.
Had. Anyways,
crickets.
EGR is exhaust gas return. It is a thing that is meant to help with the
emissions bullshit.
Basically,
get rid of that
cycling
shit.
Cycling it through the exhaust. But
don't bring up emissions around the Volkswagen guy.
No, he's gonna look at it and be like, yeah, it passes.
Yeah, it passes. It passes. You can pass, it's perfectly fine.
I've already
Volkswagen.
Got
Volkswagen.
Das Auto. I've already got the spark plug defilers picked out so I can make some O2 spacers.
There you go.
Oh my god.
$8
bucks at AutoZone for two packs.
Yeah,
and you just bore out one of them, screw it in, and then screw your O2 sensor in, and then plug it into the downpipe.
Done.
And it's done.
Jesus Christ. And then you can run Catalyst, and it doesn't bring up a check engine light because it's like, oh, it's restricted enough.
Yeah, it's far enough away from where the actual exhaust gas is that the O2 sensor is like, yeah, it's fine.
It's getting just barely enough air to be like, I'm getting a sense of exhaust.
There's a slight hint of 93 in the air.
Okay. But you just have to make sure your first bank is running okay because that's your actual AFRs.
So,
it's all down. You have to do all downstream.
They're the Volkswagen nerds. I'm a Subaru guy.
Hey, I've had Subaru. A little bit of everything.
If you're ever going Catalyst, this is just general, only ever do your downstream O2 sensors on a spacer. Because if you do upstream ones, but the ones right at
it
the
will
entrance,
run like garbage.
Yeah, it will run like garbage. Because if you do your upstream, so right before where the cat would be, at that point it's thinking, oh wow, why is your exhaust gas coming out of the motor, directly out of the motor, so light? We got to do something about this.
So it's just going to be like,
it just fucks everything up.
Fuel.
Just throws it's all the fuel.
It's going to just go ham with the fuel. You're going to start it up and it's going to be like, bing, 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 bing. You're like, why is it doing that?
What's that? That sounds like Rodney. He's knocking.
Rodney's knocking.
But yes, yeah, no, so if you ever go Catalyst, only ever space out your downstream. So everything past the cap that you got.
Bank 2, yeah. Well, you can't say
bank 2.
If it's a V8, it doesn't matter.
It's bank 2.
That's why you always say downstream. So anything downstream of the catalytic converter that you cut out, space it out. Everything above
that. That you cut out.
Huh?
Wake up. It's time to wake up.
I am awake.
No, not you. Talking to the audience.
You know what else the audience forgot about?
What?
Your car's extended warranty.
We didn't forget.
It's free real estate. It's free real estate.
Oh my god.
It's been 8 months and you still didn't forget about it. That's impressive for us.
Has it really been 8 months?
Yes. Yes.
No.
It
I think
absolutely
it's been longer
has.
Than that, dude.
No.
Because I think the last podcast Devin was on.
It was.
Devin was here for the last podcast.
He was here again
left
in August.
In July.
No, that was...
He was here July.
He left in July.
That was the last podcast that we posted. The last podcast that we did was, like, August. Because we have two podcasts that we did with a whole fucking crowd of people that never saw the light of day.
It was probably a good
Talking about speaking of, you know, the stuff that doesn't see the light of day.
Our New Year's resolutions here.
We sit here and talk for 2-3 hours
yeah,
and it doesn't
right.
go anywhere.
Our New Year's resolutions.
I mean, that's any typical
week. To kind of keep us on track, because we're already at 42 minutes in this shit, we're going to move directly into the 32.
I love when there's a Ken Block memory podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's Subarus and downstream and diesel exhaust fluid and...
Welcome to the ADHD podcast, everyone. I'm your host. I don't remember my name.
It wouldn't be F&F.
Ooh, shiny ball.
That's true.
It wouldn't be F&F.
Ooh, piece of candy.
All right. Y'all forgot about the 32. We didn't forget about the 32. This week's 32
this
is brought to you by Monster and Ken Black. I'm just kidding. Monster, please.
Sponsor us. Sponsor us, please.
Sponsor us.
I think at this point they just forgot about us in general.
I think
it wasn't just the 32. They just forgot about us.
Everybody should.
It happens.
It's okay. All right, now, after a copious amount of research and shuffling, we have 32 cars that Ken Block either drove, built, or built for his wife slash daughter slash son slash
whoever. We can guarantee, though, 100% all of them were hooned. And well.
I mean, if you bring up their wife's car, hurt himself, beat the living crap out of
it. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, literally threw it into a wall at the burn yard.
Yeah,
and
then
the donut girl. Ken shows up like,
Bro, what are you doing?
Oh, no, he caught it on fire. Remember the exhaust?
Yeah.
The exhaust lit on fire.
Because
he was sitting there going,
yeah,
and they're like, hey, yo,
she doesn't drive it like this, though.
No. Stop doing
that.
That
carbon
yeah.
They were like, ah!
Before we move into the 32,
uh-huh.
you guys missed out on this. There was a car meet in memory of Ken that happened on Friday night.
Indeed, yes.
And for and our town...
Friday what day? Because this might not...
That was the 6th. So Friday the 6th. We had a car meet in town that was legitimately the... one of the biggest car meets that I have ever seen in our town. But on top of that, one of the most organized. Which really surprised me because there were a bunch of idiots that started to try to rev their engines before 10.
Yeah.
And the whole premise of the meet was, you know, 8:30 to 10, quiet until 10. At 10 p.m., everyone revs their engines for Ken.
Yep.
I wanted to go, but I was going to take a bike, but it was too cold.
Oh, yeah, I got
dude,
real.
It was like
it was just too cold. And I'm not going to go rev my 4Runner. It's just going to be like, is there a vacuum?
There's a vacuum. You bought the Dyson.
You bought the Dyson.
But there were a couple shitheads that tried to start revving their engine before that, and the entire meet yelled at them.
The entire meet was like, Ayo.
No, they legitimately, Ayo, shut the fuck up. It's not 10 yet. Stop it. Stop revving your engine. And I'm like, is this Winchester? Are these the same shitheads that will do burnouts in 1500 Chevrolet
pickups? I want to see a Winchester takeover.
No.
That's when everything goes to shit.
No. They already have. And you know what they did? They hit a street light.
And Corey had to replace
it. And I had to fix it. It was a 350Z.
Oh!
Got you good, dude.
He got your ass.
It was a 350Z.
We here at the FNF podcast do not do takeovers.
Yeah, no, absolutely
they're
not. Takeovers
absolutely
are fucking
stupid.
Do not.
No.
Like, you're literally, and I am absolutely putting you on blast. Justin at FNF. Corey at FNF. Big Ryan at FNF. Colton at FNF. Fuck takeovers.
Yep.
You are ruining the car scene for everybody else
they
that actually
killed.
Just wants to fucking build a cool car and show it off to their friends.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We didn't get to talk about this because we didn't have the podcast
you
running.
You can't even
H2O.
H2OI. When a dad and...
Dad
died.
Go on.
So
fuck takeovers.
Wasn't it Beamer?
Yeah. It was some fucking Beamer that
it was
lost
a Beamer
control.
That launched and someone pulled out from his left side turning right and just clipped the back end of his car. He spun out, went into the other lane, and hit a golf cart full of
a family.
And killed the dad in front of all his daughters.
I think two of the daughters died, too.
Two of the daughters? I thought
the kids died.
No, the dad died for sure.
I think one of the daughters.
I swear to you, it was one of the daughters.
And you could hear the one girl screaming because her dad was, like, laying on top of her.
There was another one where the video got very quickly killed from the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Where I think it was a 350 or a G35 that was doing donuts in the middle of the street in this small New Jersey beach town. And he ended up donutting into a group of pedestrians and killed like 4 people.
Yep.
It's always the takeovers, bro. Seriously, takeovers are so fucking stupid.
Take it to a track.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If you're
going
to do it,
take it
to a track.
If you want
to
drift, if you want to show off, do it, bro. Not in public. Not on the fucking street. Like, I literally.
Not in the middle of an intersection.
Not even
in
fucking
intersection.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm going to say not even in fucking
parking lots. Okay, now, so caveat to that, right? I would much rather you sit there in an open parking lot with nobody else around except a couple of your buddies.
And
right?
If you mess up and
you
hit a car over a tree,
exactly.
that's when you. You're not hitting
shit up.
You're not hitting somebody else that saw you, walked over to be like, oh shit, that Charger's going to him, right? And get fucking slung out by the tail end of this fucking Charger, bro.
It's always Mustang.
Absolutely.
No.
It's not anymore, bro. Mustangs just have a fucking tendency to leave meets the wrong way.
Now it's all Chargers.
Now it's all fucking Chargers, Challengers, fucking G35s. Dude, like, come on, man. Seriously. Don't be dumb around other people. Your own life, you can play with whatever the fuck you
it's
want.
It's about the... It's,
other people's
it's
lives,
not about
man.
The car community anymore. It's all about clout.
It is.
It is about clout of, look, I have a Hellcat, and I'm sliding it and doing donuts.
You know what?
I'm hanging out the window, and I'm going to fall out. I got a beer in my
hand. Even better, that fucking meet. Oh, God. I know I've talked about this meet a long-ass time ago on the podcast. I don't know how long ago it was. It was in the Regal Cinemas in Gainesville?
Yeah.
Air quote?
It was a memorial meet for the one dude that
that died.
Became pink mist on someone's hood of their car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was running away 70
miles an hour on a stretched Hayabusa or something like that.
Right into oncoming traffic, he literally like dead on impact.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was his memorial. It was his memorial meet. There was Lamborghinis, Jaguars, McLarens, everything showed up. Right, like this is a big ass city that has a movie theater parking lot. So there was like I don't know, probably close to
1,500 parking spaces because filled. Yeah, for this dude, right?
Yeah, people are parking behind the
people
are parking behind the
movie
theater
right.
because there's no more spots.
There's no more parking spots, right? So I roll up in the Subaru and there's some guys like they have a burnout box set up in between the movie theater and the rest of the
cars.
It's like a walking mall.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So, strip mall. There you go.
Yeah.
So in between the two parking lots, like where you would come in and you would grab the dumpster or whatever to fucking, you know, take the trash out. So they're doing these slides in this burnout box. Okay, bro, I'm all for that. However, whenever the fucking Challenger comes out fucking tilted, right? People are running out into the box trying to get, you know, the fucking the cool Hoonigan shot where they put the camera on the front fucking fender of the car while he's doing donuts around him, right? The Challenger loses control, tails out, and almost hits a new GT500.
Mm.
Like, literally, I'm talking like you couldn't fit a pinky nail in between the rear bumper of this fucking GT500 that was way the fuck down the road, right? Parked on the side. I'm behind the building. I'm good. Nobody's going to fucking hit my car here. Because his was like one of the nicest fucking cars in the league. It was brand new.
Brand new
GT500.
I mean,
right? So this fucking guy comes out, exits the box, almost hits a guy, swings it back around, and is now pointed directly at this fucking GT500. Corrects just in time. Like, I understand you want to be cool.
The cool exit.
Please, bro. You're not fucking with your own shit anymore. You're fucking with other people's shit now.
And lives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyways, rant over.
Yeah. I think we need to table the rest of this conversation for
a different
next week's podcast.
Another podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Indirectly.
Anyways, on to the 32. The 32 this week, I'm pretty sure I've already explained this. However,
yes.
You're going to get it again. Guess what? So we're talking about Ken Block's builds, Ken Block's builds for his wife, for his daughters, whatever. Just cars that he's driven over time, that he's had, or, you know, cars that he's done rally seasons in,
yeah.
Or like,
daily,
his daily, something like that. So, let's move right into it, right? Now, I'm going to stay silent, until we meet...
Sorry, I got distracted.
We need an opinion. So, that'll leave this up to you guys.
10-4.
Okay. Here is my question for you, because there's four of us, and, you know, three make a better voting. I'll speak my mind. But,
of course.
Anyways, here's my question to you. We're going to make this real, real thought-inducive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know which one's the best. I don't want to know which one you drive. I want to know which one you would want to ride with Ken in.
Oh, I already have one answer.
Everybody knows their first one, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows. I know mine. But this is not going to be that podcast. So, let's start out with the Kazi V2 or his 2006 Hawkeye WRX. Which one do you want a ride-along with Kenan?
I feel like the Kazi V2 because if you're in the Subaru, if you're in the Kazi, it would be longer than a 20-minute drive.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a Subaru.
But it's built by Vermont sports cars.
Well, not the old GD.
Yep, it's got a Vermont sports car sticker on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I redacted that.
He was like, "My bad, stay
hey, my bad
from the record.
My bad. Erase that."
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here, asking the hard questions.
Honestly. As much as I like Subarus, I would do Kazi.
I think Kazi too, honestly.
I agree. That was a purpose-built rally car.
Yeah.
I mean, well, obviously so was the rally, so was the WRX, but like,
yeah. That was a purpose-built hooning car.
The Kazi V2 was the one of one build.
Yeah.
There was not a second one. Mm-hmm. He flipped his first one, it burst into flames, he built a better one.
Okay. Kazi V2 moves forward then. Maybe? Hello?
Nah.
Hello? Okay, well, the podcast thingy is just being a dumb. Apparently, I didn't log in. That would help. That would help.
I hope it doesn't get rid of everything.
Oh, I hope not either. We're going to go back just in case. Edit this bracket, run this tournament. Why are you yelling at me? I already have an account. Okay, you know what we're gonna do?
You're gonna have to log in.
I know, but if I click log in and then we lose it all, I don't want to do that.
I mean, you went back just fine and kept it all together. So.
Yeah, I know, but that's
because I went back.
Just try it.
But like,
full send for Ken, dog. Come on.
Oh my god.
You don't need to. We just remember which ones move up.
Fair enough.
All right. Next up, we have the Audi e-tron GT, as in the, you know, it looks like an RS7. It's got a roof rack on it. It's got some nice ass road forms on it. Or the 5.0 Fox body that he built for Leah.
Funhaver.
It's not the Funhaver.
It's not the Funhaver?
It's not the Funhaver Fox. That's Von Gittens.
Oh, you're right. It is
Leah's Vanilla Ice inspired.
Oh, my
gosh.
The Vanilla Ice one. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah,
it's maximum cringe.
Same color and everything, bro.
I think I gotta go with the e-tron.
The e-tron GT?
Yeah.
Ice baby.
I agree. Ice baby, really?
Absolutely.
Really?
I don't know. I think
if she's sliding me around or he's sliding me around, that's...
I don't know, man.
Regardless, like, okay, you're in a rear-wheel drive Mustang. You're not just going...
No. But that's purpose built for being his like overland rig.
No, it's an electric the e-tron GT.
Oh, e-tron GT. E-tron. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be sliding around like having fun with either one of them than just like fast acceleration.
Yeah, if that's how it is. Yeah. No, the sounds from the Fox body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Next up is the Escort 1600. Or the Rally Skoda. Which was the rally car that he used before he went to the
Subaru.
Hyundai.
Went to the Subaru.
He went back to the Raptor Subaru. And then, So the Rally Skoda or the Escort 1600.
Rally Skoda.
Yeah.
Rally Skoda.
Okay.
I would love to be in any sort of rally car with that dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to put my input in on this one.
Okay.
The Hoonatron.
Electric.
Yep.
The
electric
most recent.
One, the most recent one. Or the Fiesta HFHV Monster Cam, as in the original Fiesta from Gymkhana 3.
Oh my gosh.
Old ass building.
Gymkhana 3.
Gymkhana 3.
Gymkhana 3.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was a different one. HFHV was a different one. That was 2014.
Because there was the...
2011 was Gymkhana 3. That was the 2011... Fiesta ST.
It's just Fiesta ST. That's it.
Yep.
But it was all-wheel drive.
Yeah, it was all-wheel drive, but the HFHV was the hybrid from 2014.
I thought it was just the two.
Different one. There were three different...
Okay, so we're going to go with the Fiesta in the Monster Cam, the original Fiesta, not the HFHV.
Yeah, that's a different one on the list, I thought.
Okay. I still think the Fiesta.
Absolutely.
This one's gonna be a clean sweep, I already know. Raptor tracks, as in the Raptor with tank tracks on it.
Absolutely.
Or the Hoonatruck.
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 Yeah, exactly. That's a clean sweep.
That's
bro.
My number one. That's my number one.
The Rally Stink Eye.
Ooh.
Or Lucy's Bronco.
Stink Eye. Have to. The Bronco, like,
because it's Lucy's car,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't beat the crap out of it.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree with that.
Which I want to be in the passenger seat, not just cruising down the road.
Yep.
I mean, cool. It sounds cool. It's a tops off. It's a Bronco. Hey, heck yeah!
I'm sorry, but it's getting eliminated.
What?
Audi e-tron, as in the overlanding vehicle, mm-hmm.
or the Hoonipig?
Hoonipig.
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 Yeah.
Dang it.
That's not even a question.
The Hoonipigasus.
Yeah, that thing is monstrous, dude. It's monstrous. Leah's Urquatro.
Ooh.
Or the Fiesta GX43, as in the Galaxy Cam Dubai Cam.
Oh.
Fiesta.
Oh.
Or
I didn't see much about
that. That was Gymkhana 6 and 8. That was a poster car for 6 and 8.
Yes, so the Galaxy Cam Fiesta or the one where he's sliding around in Dubai. He actually rolled that car in Dubai.
Yeah, the black and white American flag.
And then under the reflectors, it was gold.
I'm going to have to say
so that. So it was black and white, and then under direct sunlight, the white and or the black turned to gold.
I'm going to have to say that one.
Yeah.
Over the
Urquatro. I agree. Oh, no! God damn it. I thought this was going to happen. Okay. Hoonicorn V1.
Oh, the NA.
Naturally aspirated ITB screaming V8.
Yep.
Or Hoonicorn V3.
V3.
Paddle shifted twin turbos.
100%.
V3.
As much iconic the V1 is,
you gotta think of the size of that blower sitting right there and just the noise of a naturally aspirated V8 that's screaming at 9,000 RPM.
The turbos look so much better sticking out of the hood.
No.
Yes, 100%.
They look good. I agree. And he's like, but that's when it's on meth. I guess it only runs on meth.
It only runs on meth.
It only runs on M1.
So. Yeah. Florida man.
Only runs on meth.
Oh my god.
That's not cocaine, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I think that
only runs on meth. Right, it is. Okay.
Remember the dude ate the other dude's face off?
Yeah.
Meth?
No, that's bath salts.
That's bath
salts.
That was bath salts. Yeah,
it's on meth, I think. Alright, anyways. Next up is the Rally Hawkeye, as in his 06 and shit.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. His Rally Hawkeye, or his Rally Raptor Eye.
Raptor Eye, just because it made more power and
it
had better technology.
I also think the livery was much better on the Raptor
Eye. I mean, I don't care. I'm sitting on the inside.
Car.
I'm sitting on the inside.
I know, but
still. But at the same time, wasn't the Hawkeye was still H pattern, wasn't it? It wasn't.
No, it wasn't sequential. You're right.
It wasn't
sequential.
It was still H pattern.
It was still an H pattern. Yeah.
What did? Oh my god, they have a fire out there. That gum.
But it was still H pattern, so that would be enjoyable to see him banging gears.
Right.
But at the same time, the
visceralness of
the he's sliding around a turn sideways in
literally.
The air, both the front tires are in the air, the rears are contacting, he's sideways and he's shifting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Versus
cool.
I think this one's gonna be a clean sweep too. Kazi V1 or the RS200.
Even though probably wouldn't.
Yeah,
us bigger gentlemen probably wouldn't fit.
Oh,
in
no,
the
no,
car.
Absolutely not.
But
still,
he didn't fit.
I would have a lot of fun.
He hardly fit in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is the Geyser Bros G6 Trophy Truck.
So that was the one that he did
with Jax Redline.
Jax Redline.
Yep. Or the Rally Hyundai i20 that he just finished a season in. Trophy truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. That i20.
I really want to experience.
Oh yeah, no, that thing was a monster. But
because I still remember when they went and looked at them when they were still doing the intro to electric cars. Like electric rally cars.
Yep.
They went out and did a special on it before he'd even consider being with Hyundai. He was still fully in commitment with the Ford partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and reviewed these cars on both track and in rally.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just blown away.
Oh,
by
they're so fast, dude.
Holy
shit. Now they have a whole Nitro Rally series on them.
In just electric.
Can we recognize how many different types of vehicles Ken can drive so perfectly.
Oh, yeah. It's
how
good
of a driver he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
From
So, i20 or the trophy truck? I'm saying the trophy truck.
Trophy truck.
Absolutely.
I'm already outmatched.
Oh, no. We can
no, there's still, yeah, you guys, I mean, we can tie it up.
That I-20,
dude, that I-20 so is a fucking monster.
A lot of, like, legendary rally racers are in the I-20 now, too. It's not just
him. That is one of the most competitive cars in the
world. Which is wild coming out of Hyundai.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, Hyundai is like, ayo, you see that? Like, you know anything really, the Subaru's been doing?
I really wish that Toyota would get into it.
They are.
Yeah, they're putting out the fucking GR.
I know that, but like since they now have the Hyundai like i20 and crap, I wish they're gonna do a GR.
They have been.
Yeah, they're. I think
they. Yeah, but they've been dominating in the Corolla.
No,
they've been in the Yaris.
That's what they've been. Yeah, that's all that they've been racing, and they've been dominating global rallycross. Like they've won the past two seasons.
All I've ever seen are the Audis and the.
Well, that actually, Audi's like their run was like, I don't know, 2021.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's. I mean,
is that
no? Audi was. I remember Volkswagen did really good with the GRC Beetle for a long time because Tanner Faust was driving.
They did do golfs too, didn't they?
Yeah,
it was TCR.
No,
wasn't it seat?
Seat and Skoda.
It's technically a golf.
Yeah,
but the golfs they were doing touring car racing.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah, so that was all TCR, and then moving on.
Trophy truck.
Yeah,
next up is kind of race. African Rally Porsche that he has. Or the, we're going to put an air quote asterisk on this, matching Audi Sport Quattros with him and Brian Scotto. Because he did one in all white.
Mm-hmm.
Brian did his in his...
Green, blue,
whatever. If you watch him again, you get that.
Yeah.
To ride next to him, I would have to be the Porsche.
You're riding.
Yeah, I know. Like next to him. Like physically in the seat next to him.
I'm going to be in a Sport Quattro.
Yeah, but...
It's not going to be him up, though.
That...
It's Ken. It's his car. Yeah. It's not anybody else's car.
I know, but I think that's why he's not going to beat it up.
I think he'll fucking beat it up. Have you ever seen the way he drove that RS200?
Yeah.
That car is rare as shit. It's an RS200. He bought the Sport Quattro. Now, this is I think his is a legitimate Sport Quattro. It's not a remake.
Scotto's
is a remake. I know that for 100%.
His was a remake too.
Oh, it was. They
it
both
was a replica. Yeah,
the replica, whatever, you know, a reproduction Sport Quattro from some company in Germany. They went to Germany to buy them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, those are like they use actual Sport Quattro parts that they can find for them, and you know, make molds and stuff like that. So, but yeah, no, it's got to be the Sport Quattro because that thing makes like 730 horsepower. It makes a shit ton of horsepower.
It's a five-cylinder? I would rather hear the five-cylinder.
That's what I'm saying.
Porsche.
I mean, the Porsche is a Porsche.
Baby Audi
But
D10.
It's an off-road rally, safari rally built for, you know,
and
the
it's
deserts
a
of Africa.
Yeah, no,
it's
you're right.
Yeah.
But it's
rear weight, so he's really going to have to drive the shit out of it.
Yeah, but
it's not just Brian.
It's not like it's a fucking 911. It's a fucking, what is it, a 959? It's not a 911.
Yeah, it's on fucking mud slicks. Who the fuck cares?
Mud slicks.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, boy, stomping it out of nowhere. Wanda! Wababa!
It's just moving 2 miles an hour. Alright. On to the next.
I still say rally Porsche. I guess
Colton? Porsche
what did you
or...
say? Porsche or...
The...
Quattro. Yeah, Sport Quattro.
Damn,
5 cylinders, you need...
Alright. The... Raptor Trax Stink Eye, because you know he decided to put the tracks off of his Raptor on a Stink Eye.
Yep.
Or Hunicorn V2. Hunicorn V2.
Hunicorn
V2.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. His Rally Stink Eye, or I'm sorry, not Stink Eye. His the Gymkhana Stink Eye.
Ah.
Okay. Or his Raptor SVC.
as in the King Racing Shocks, Gymkhana 40s, like, he built it to be a trophy truck, it's just a, you know, twin turbo V6.
Gymkhana.
I don't know.
Technically, it's the same truck.
Gymkhana car, I mean.
No, that's the
track. The Raptor Trax was like a 2013
Raptor. Yeah, that was a 6.2.
2017, 2018.
Yeah, it was a 6.2 V8. Yeah. No, it's 100% Gymkhana car. Gymkhana Subaru. Gymkhana Stinko.
I don't know, dude. That trophy truck.
Yeah, but you're just sitting in a built Raptor.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh. Two focuses up against each other.
Oh,
I picked the Focus. The
good choice.
Would you like the Focus RS that got stolen out of an airplane, or would you like the Focus RSRX?
RX.
Yeah.
RSRX.
That is such a sick
car, dude. It really is.
Such a sick.
I prefer the Fiesta. I feel like the Fiesta looks way better.
Boy,
than the Focus
the
RS.
The things
RX.
He did.
I don't know
though.
That RSRX. Oh, yeah. Holy fuck.
Oh yeah. No. Very, very clean looking car. However, just the Dubai livery or the Galaxy livery on that fucking Fiesta, bro, that's just... Anyways, alright. We're on to round two. This is where memory is going to start playing the game, okay, gentlemen? On to the top. We have the Kazi V2.
Ooh.
Or the Fox Body.
Kazi.
Kazi.
Slidey V8 noises or
Kazi.
It's a Fox Body though.
Okay.
You can go out and you can buy a Fox Body for $1,500, bro.
But you wouldn't tell me you wouldn't want to go out and buy a $1,500 Fox Body and then put Ken in the driver's seat and you in the passenger seat and be like, "Have fun, bro."
This is his daughter's car.
Yeah.
This is okay. Better. This is the car that he taught his daughter how to drift in with Von Gittich.
That is right.
Because he made those stupid-ass panda wheels. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he put those on the car as her wheel. So funny. And then she picked that wheel for it.
Kazi still.
Yeah.
Kazi.
Yeah, Kazi.
Okay. The Rally Skoda moved forward or the Escort 1600 moved forward?
Skoda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Skoda or the Fiesta, the Monster Cam Fiesta.
Skoda.
Really?
Fiesta, bro.
Fiesta.
100%. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying Skoda.
Ooh. 2v2.
Like you said, anything to get in a rally car next to that man.
The Fiesta was his Gymkhana car.
Yeah, but the new Skoda rallycross car.
Nah, I want to be
100-acre forest rally in that car. Oh my god!
Nope. It's gotta be the Fiesta, dude. I would 100%.
You would rather slide around the town with him in the Fiesta, or fly between trees in the middle of the country?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
No,
I'm not.
I would rather experience rally.
I've done hair scrambles before. Not a fan. Hair scrambles for the uninitiated is riding a dirt bike very, very fast through the woods.
Dude, it's so much
there's a difference between doing dirt bike shit like that
and a car.
And being on a
and
car
watching the talent of him like
with a
pre-turning sliding when he needs
one of the greatest
versus
of all
just
time.
Like pop the clutch, rip the e-brake, drift it a little bit, go straight, do some dirt.
How easy it is to crash into a tree in a car.
Okay, so
if
we were doing the same thing with both cars, if he did both a rally and a drift in both cars, are you picking the Skoda or are you picking the Fiesta?
Skoda.
The Fiesta. Skoda. I would still 100% choose the Fiesta.
Yeah, but the Fiesta wasn't built for that.
I don't give a fuck what it was built for. Skoda. He's still going to drive the shit out of it.
Yeah.
He's still going to drive the shit out of it. It doesn't matter what surface he's on.
At least you're going to be a lot more comfortable doing the rally in the rally car.
You can maybe slightly slide the Skoda around the asphalt.
As soon as you go through a jungle, those shocks are going through the hood to the moon.
Jesus Christ. All right, this one's
and
kind
of... And we bottomed
out,
and there's no more suspension.
This one's kind of one-sided as well. Huna truck or the rally stink eye.
Huna truck. 100%.
Come on, just that video alone was probably one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Down that canyon road in the Huna truck.
Is it V3 versus V2?
I hate that this is getting ready to happen. I hate this so much.
The Galaxy / Dubai Fiesta or Hunapig?
Hunapig.
Hunapig. Yeah, no, 100%.
It's
for me, it's just the fact that the Hunapig didn't even get the run.
Yeah,
did it?
It ran.
I didn't think it ran the Pike's Peak yet.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
100% it ran. They just didn't put out the thing on it.
The times and anything?
I swear they didn't get to run Pike's Peak, like during the Pike's Peak. The Pike's Peak event.
Well, I don't know if they did that or not.
Because I know there's a whole bunch of people.
I know it drove up Pike's Peak.
Well, yeah, I know it drove up there. Because there's a whole bunch of people trying to get them to enter the Hunapigasus in the Pike's Peak run this year, even without him, just in honor of him.
Quick question. Did Ken do anything in the Tale of the Dragon ever?
No.
Tale of the Dragon is just a...
Yeah, I know.
It's just a fancy windy road around here.
Yeah, it's not.
Not even around here. It's like fucking 4 hours away. Still. 8 hours away, actually.
All right. He's on the other side.
On to the next. Yeah. On to the next. We said V3 move forward, right? Not the ITBs?
Yeah.
Okay. Unicorn V3 versus the Rally Raptor Eye.
V3.
Absolutely. RS200 or the trophy truck?
RS200. I might not fit in it, but
yeah.
I'm in an RS200.
I was going to say,
I'm in an RS200. Period. I was gonna say, oh, cool Fiesta. We're in an RS200. Bye.
All right. The Sport Quattro or the Unicorn V2?
V2.
Now, remember, this is not paddle shift. This is
still
sequential twin turbo.
V2.
V2.
The Stink Eye WRX or
was the V3 still meth fed?
Yeah, V3 is Leah's.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought they.
It's meth fed.
V2 started out not being 100% meth fed, right. And then they made it 100% meth fed.
Correct.
And then V3, they were like, yeah, it's just going to stay meth fed.
Right. Absolutely. The RSRX or the Stink Eye WRX?
RSRX.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, on to the next. We have the RSRX or Unicorn V2.
Oh no!
V2.
You're on crack. Yes, but like.
You're on crack.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm gonna half-heartedly agree.
Yeah.
But that's a lot more challenging of a decision than you're giving it credit for.
RS200. Or, where are we at?
We're about to get V2 versus V3 here.
Let's see. RS200 moved forward, and then it beat, yes, RS200 versus Trophy Truck. RS200 versus Unicorn V3.
Out of those two, if I were to want to sit next to Ken Block...
I'm already sat next to him in V2.
No. But
It's just 1v1. You're not worried about what's up.
It doesn't matter about whatever else is on the list. It's just between these two, which would you rather sit next to him and let him drive?
I honest to God think that I would be in that sort of situation, like ride with me in this car or in this car. I would have just as much fun looking at Unicorn and then getting into the RS200.
Yeah.
I can't say that because it's the same way both ways.
Yeah, but like you got to think, the RS200, he's not gonna beat the shit out of.
I would much rather get in the Unicorn.
He is going to run the shit out of that Unicorn.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, 100%.
I would rather get out of the car and pee a little bit.
I've peed my pants.
Who pissed in my pants?
Okay. Next up was Hunapig. Or Hunatruck.
Hunatruck.
Sorry.
I love the Hunatruck.
Hunatruck.
Sorry.
Bro.
What?
All wheel drive V6 with the turbo sticking out the hood as well in a truck versus
an
pig
RWB
that we're still not 100%. It
absolutely
gonna,
runs.
It runs and drives. The Hunatruck rips.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Okay, hold on. No, snip it on.
And
Hunatruck.
You can't say, "Well, like, oh, what if it ripped?"
Snip it on Hunatruck, right?
the Huna truck's engine came out of the Ford GT Le Mans car.
I'm aware.
And was given for them to build something with. So the motor out of a Ford GT Le Mans car was given to him. Like, hey, here you go. Build something with that.
Huna truck.
Huna truck.
Huna truck.
Absolutely. Yeah, but also keep in mind that the Huna Pegasus is a one-of-a-kind...
Okay, but if they're sitting side-by-side, I would...
All-wheel drive.
I would be like, ride in this one or look at this one. I'm going to look at the Huna Pegasus and be like, God damn, this is nice. Really, and then he's going to start the Huna truck up and I'm going to be like... and I'm going to jump in the passenger seat.
Like, 100%.
All-wheel drive, twin-turbo, vintage, Pink Pig 911, making 1,400 horsepower.
Yeah,
but I forgot. Well,
yeah, you gotta think that that Huna truck makes 800
specifically for Ken Block's driving style.
But I'd rather slide around corners and like do dumb shit.
No, I want to feel the G forces of a car that was purpose built for one reason and one reason only, and that is to set the fastest time ever up Ice Peak. And yes, it was not able to run last year, and it was set to
run
this year at 2023 Pikes Peak.
Gotcha.
So a Pikes Peak car or the Canyon truck?
Canyon truck. Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to give it the Huna truck, too.
I got to say the Canyon
truck. I'm holding out on the Huna Pig, sis, but
I
you guys outnumber me. So.
I love Huna Pig. That's not the car I would want to ride in.
I would 100%.
It's his only grip car.
Yeah.
It's his only grip car.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Ken is not a grip racer.
Yeah.
He can grip race.
Now, if he said, here, Travis, take the keys, I would be like, I go with him.
Pastrana and his Pikes Peaks runs? Think about it.
He
did it in a Vermont sports car STI and still did astronomically well for an STI.
Well, yeah, it was Air Slayer.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is like... Ken Block driving Huna Pig versus Travis Pastrana driving Huna Pig, you would still take Ken Block in the Huna truck?
No. He was saying if it was Pastrana
driving
Huna Pig, he'd be like, I go with Pastrana.
You'd much rather go with Pastrana than Ken in Huna truck.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ken in Huna truck. We'll spice it up. Ken in Huna truck or Pastrana in Huna Pig.
But we're not talking about Pastrana.
I know we're not talking about Pastrana.
But the only reason I say this is because Ken isn't a grip racer.
Yeah.
So we have to think of another grip racer that would make the car enjoyable.
Lewis Hamilton.
No, he's an Indy car or a fucking Formula One car guy.
A grip racer.
Yes, but
you said grip racer, so let's talk about the epitome of grip.
No. The Stig.
I'm still going with Ken.
Okay,
we're gonna go on a tangent.
This is a Justin sponsored tangent. Ken, right? Actually, you know what? I'll do you one better. Travis Pastrana driving both, Huna Pig, or Air Slayer.
Air Slayer. Yep.
What?
Active aero, bro.
You kidding me?
Huna Pig has active aero too.
Yeah, and 1,400 fucking
horsepower in a Porsche.
A twin turbo Porsche.
All wheel drive Porsche.
917-920.
Like,
Pink Pig.
Like, Air Slayer's fucking cool. But I don't know, man. If fucking Pastrana's driving both, absolutely. Absolutely, Huna Pig. That's not even a question.
But would you rather jump in a car with him or go around turns really fast with him?
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying?
Now we're just getting on another tangent. We're tangent.
Okay, I'm just gonna say Huna truck.
Yeah,
I'm saying Huna truck.
I already lost. I'm staying on Huna Pig.
Okay. Next up would be Kazi V2 or Rally Skoda or Fiesta Monster King?
We did Fiesta.
It was a Fiesta. Okay, yeah. So the Fiesta or the Kazi V2?
Oh,
Corey doesn't want to be here anymore. Oof.
Kazi.
Lengthy dirt back roads with my man in the Kazi.
You gotta go Kazi. Come on.
Lengthy dirt back roads in between trees and with people standing on the sideline. Yeah, and you're just like.
In the Kazi over the Fiesta?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be the Fiesta, man.
Nah.
Kazi.
Now, this is the Monster Cam Fiesta.
Yeah.
So, this is his Gymkhana Fiesta.
Yeah.
Which one is written down as? Just Monster Cam Fiesta?
Yeah, Monster Cam Fiesta. Oh, no, Skoda won.
Yeah, Skoda.
Yeah, we did choose Skoda.
Okay, so Skoda or Kazi V2? It's Kazi V2.
Kazi V2.
Yeah, that's not
yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Good talk. Now, it was Kazi V2 versus Huna Truck.
Huna Truck.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to come down to this.
Yeah,
Huna Truck versus.
It is Hunicorn V2 versus Hunicorn V3. I prefer the stick.
I do too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me too.
I was gonna say I would rather him drive and bang gears as he's going
instead of the pneumatic paddle. Like that's cool.
It's super visceral either way. Yeah. It's the same drive line, but no, the stick versus the paddles. Honestly,
just being in the passenger seat and watching him do it versus just sitting there clicking buttons. And
here's
and maybe grabbing an e-brake every now and then versus ba ba ba.
Yeah.
Right. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Like
there's way more motion going
yes,
on. With
yes.
The stick. And you're sitting in the passenger seat like,
you're not. Dude, you're throwing up.
Why?
It's watering so because of meth.
There's meth in the smoke coming in.
But I want to press the red button.
All right. You know what that means? It means we're in the finals.
Huna Truck versus.
Huna Truck versus V2.
Oh no!
You know what that means? That means that everybody predicted this from the beginning.
Yep.
Unicorn V2 takes the cake.
No, boy.
I want you to genuinely think about it. Both of them are twin turbo.
One's a V6 Le Mans motor versus
a
1400 horsepower
twin turbo
meth fed V8.
It's a billet aluminum Ford 427. Let that sink in for a second. The only other car that has that motor that I'm aware of, I'm just going to preface this, is the Celine S7. I need you to think about that. What other car has a aluminum block 427 made by Ford?
As much as the Huna Truck is my favorite, it would have to go V2. If he, like sitting
riding in both.
If I was driving Huna Truck. If I'm riding this.
Absolutely not. No, it would still be V2. It would still be V2. Hunicorn. If I got to
driving
drive
with
it,
him, it would
ride,
be V2.
Either or. I'm still choosing Hunicorn. Corey, are you looking at magic cards right now to avoid the question?
Yes.
Yes. Don't sit your ass back down and answer questions.
I'm pacing.
I know you are
because
you're
like,
thinking about it.
Yes, but can we put them in the scenarios that they were used?
So
you know, you're in the Huna Truck. Ooh. You're in the Huna Truck going down
the canyon.
The canyon.
No, the fuck it. He was in China for Huna Truck.
Yeah.
Okay, that road is fucking nuts.
That's the only reason
however,
that I'm comparing it over it
don't
because
think about it like that.
The Hunicorn, it was either a
it was a
Park Peak.
Yeah,
he went up Pikes Peak.
Okay,
V2.
But he didn't set any like records or anything.
No, he
drifted the whole thing.
But do
I
you not remember
that.
Alex Choi's photo?
Yes, Evo Corner.
Yes.
I understand.
Alex Evo Choi Corner.
Got that for
you? Yes. Yeah.
That was so.
That's the ba ba ba.
Yeah. Okay.
You're like
no, that was
almost died.
he called it his most famous photo he's ever taken.
Yep.
So I need you to compare them apples to apples. If they are both in a parking lot, sitting right next to each other, and there's a Ford Performance tent up with a shit ton of tires in it, which car are you getting in? Do you want better?
if you are both at Pike's Peak. And he says, which one do you want to take? Which one are you getting? I'll do you a better one. If you are both at the bottom of the hill in China. And he says, which one do you want to take? Which one are you getting? Pegasus.
The Fiesta.
The Focus RS. The one who was stolen out of the plane.
Yes,
the
that one. His daily driver. Yeah, his wife's Bronco.
His wife's Bronco. Bronco.
Boosh! Second gear the whole time up the hill.
Exhaust catches on fire. Yeah.
So top heavy.
That one guy's dead wife. If anybody gets that joke,
you are a degenerate, and you know who you are. I know who you are. Go home. Delete that app. You don't need that in your life. I love you. Get a product service announcement.
So
brought to you by your Crow's Extension.
Brought to you by your Crow's Extension warranty.
It's for real estate.
All right. Anyways, it's V2. Every single scenario it's in. It doesn't matter if you're in a parking lot. It doesn't matter if you're going up a mountain in Japan. It doesn't matter if you're fucking.
I've got a question to pose here.
Okay.
When you think of Ken Block,
that's fucked up. No.
No. V1. No.
When I think of Ken Block, I think of V1.
You still think of the Hoonicorn.
Period.
He's got a point.
God damn it.
When you're like, Ken Block,
the one with the twin turbo Mustang. You're like...
Yeah.
No, not...
Thank you so much for watching or listening or whatever.
I do want to say something. The sheer extent of... Every single person that he touched.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not even just about, you know, people like us who never knew him, but were, you know, he was the reason, one of the reasons why we got into cars. Like, for me, it was him and Paul Walker. Like, those mm-hmm. two, between Fast and Furious and watching just the ballistic, dumbass shit that he did both in Rally and on the internet.
You have to throw Colin McRae into that.
Obviously, but I'm saying, like, for me, that was like...
Because you have street racing, you have Rally, and then you have Rally and street racing.
Well, see, boom. For me, it's Paul Walker, it's Ken Block, and Travis Pastrana.
Yeah.
Those are my three.
But see, like, when I think of Travis Pastrana, I think of his older... I think of the double back.
I don't like you right now. Stop it.
What?
Anyway.
No.
What?
I was going with that. For those who are unaware of the joke that they just made, Travis Pastrana...
I thought that was the joke you were making.
The new Gymkhana that he just came out with the family huckster, hello. Can we just talk about that for a second? Anyways. No, apparently we can't. That's my own thing. Anyways. He skydived. Skydove?
He base jumped.
Base jumped. Okay, there you go. Yeah, he base jumped out of a building in Florida to film the air quote beginning of
Gymkhana.
Oh yeah, this is the last thing they filmed, but they were going to make it the beginning. He was going to base jump out of a building, land on top of the car, climb into the car from the roof, and then rip the car out of the parking lot or wherever the hell it was at.
It was in grass.
It was in a field in the front of the hotel that he base jumped out of. Base jumping out of a hotel. And he flared the parachute, and he spun to his body swung out to the left. He was trying to turn right, and then he literally fell 5 stories from that position.
Yeah, he pulled out of that, and the canopy collapsed on him.
No, well, have you ever actually watched the video?
Yeah,
it's where he swings out sideways, and then the parachute like it loses its grasp. On the air.
Yeah, but it still looks like it's, like, inflated, air quote.
Yeah.
It's just the pitch that he had, it just lost momentum. So he literally just went, like, what? Straight to flat. Like, 5 stories. I shit you not.
The only thing that saved him was the fact that he hit grass.
Yeah, absolutely. He bounced another, like, he hit the ground so hard that he bounced 3 feet up in the air and then re-hitting it.
Yeah.
So Travis Pastrana is still dealing with that, right? But
I mean,
he's up and walking now.
Yeah,
he is up and mobile. Which,
I mean, it's Pastrana.
Props, like, when
props to anybody who has broken almost every bone in their body. I mean, practically, it's Pastrana, and he's already up and walking around. You're like,
But yeah, anyway, so their thing was double back, like, haha, he broke his back. Anyways, so my thing that I was going for there was to double back. That's what I thought you guys were going for. I thought you were like, making fun make of it, like,
I was
double back.
Originally, that's what mine was originally. Yeah. And then I said double back. Double back. And then I thought about it that way. But no, my original thought was the double back flip.
That was the first memory I have of Travis Pastrana.
My only memories is his X Games and Supercross. That's all I'm playing.
So like, I don't know, fucking 2005,
20 years, like the 20 last 25 years. Years.
Right. Anyway.
No, but my thing is like, for Travis, like Travis and if you've ever watched any of the older, like Krusty Demons of Dirt or Terra Firma or anything like that, like the dirt bike videos that you know all of us had as you know as kids, VHS. Did you just say Nitro Circus?
Yes.
Stop.
Nitro Circus didn't come out until like
he's young. Give him a break.
Okay, all right. No, I see where you're coming from. No, I'm talking about like videos that came out in like 1998.
I know.
So, anyways, my point is that like those are the dudes that I grew up mostly on NX, like their bikes and shit like that, and then I got into cars later.
Post
right. Whereas you guys grew up in cars, like just barely dabbling in.
Yeah,
MX and stuff like that. But anyways, whatever. The whole point is that Ken made DC shoes.
Yep.
Right, with Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah.
In 1984, apparently. I didn't know it was that far back. I thought it was like closer than that. He did that. He did rally. He did motocross. He did freestyle.
Snowboarding.
He did
everything. In some way, shape, or form, he touched so many people.
He did absolutely.
And, I mean, I'm pretty... Don't. It's too soon.
I know it is, but you said snowboarding, this and that, and I was like,
yeah. We intentionally left that out. Okay. You know.
So, anyway, it's just, if anyone spends any amount of time at all on social media and follows anything that has to do with action sports or racing of any sort, you've seen the kind of, you know, posts, like,
even the past 5 days, Leah Block, Brian Scotto,
Lewis Hamilton posted about it
Lewis
as well.
Hamilton, dude, Rob Dyrdek's and Brian Scotto's Instagram posts. On what happened,
they make you want to cry.
Absolutely,
they absolutely
because,
bring
I mean, you
they
to
bring
think
tears.
About that though, right, like because Brian Scotto was employee number one at Hoonigan with Ken, right?
Yeah.
Like they started Hoonigan along with I don't remember what the other gentleman's name is. Hurt and Ron Carr were employee three and employee four. So look at Ron's, look at Hurt's, look at Brian's, look at Leah's, look at Rob Dyrdek's, look at all of these people that, like, you're like, oh, these guys are famous because of Hoonigan. Like, yeah, but they've known him since it began.
And not
these
only
are
just,
not, like...
Not only just that, but, like, the one thing that you can notice about every single one of the posts about him is that the one thing that everyone mentions is just how amazing of a person he was. Not just about his skill, not just about, the things that he did that made him famous, but like just how much of a humble human being he was.
He wasn't like
just,
a dickhead like everyone else.
Correct.
Yeah, he was just
about
one of the nicest people you could have
he
ever met.
One thing that I noticed is that everybody's heart hurts and everybody's at a loss for words.
Yeah, always.
Well, he messaged me that it happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to call him.
I sat there in my chair with my mouth open, like, utterly like he's oh yeah he's like oh no it happened. I'm just sitting there looking at my phone and I look up and I'm like the fucking
so
what
I'm I'll
like,
preface this
completely
the way that I
amazed
found out. I'm sitting there in like watching a show with Carrie and Scott Sweeney sends a chat to the Sweeney Built chat that I'm in and goes, Ken Block is gone, boys, rip, sad times. And I'm like,
I'm sorry, what?
Like, you couldn't have phrased that any better?
Yeah, oh yeah, no. I'm laying in my bed getting ready to go to sleep. I've got work in the morning, and Ryan calls me. He was like, bro, SOS.
DEFCON 1.
I'm like, oh shit, like, somebody just died. Like, you know, our friend group just died. I panicked.
Yeah.
So I call him, and I'm like, bro, what? And he was like, oh yeah, Ken Block just died. And I'm like,
okay, two things. I'm like, one, don't fucking scare me like that. Two, what?
Like, I thought it was, you know, that level. No. I thought it was DEFCON 1 level.
No, I think DEFCON 1 is somebody's broken their neck and you're on the way to the hospital right now.
Like, fair, but like, I don't know.
DEFCON 1 was, you sent us a blurry-ass picture of a Tacoma laying on the side.
Yeah, right. On the side.
Yeah, sent me that. I thought it was a fucking RC car. I'm like, I thought it was something else.
I thought he took a picture. I'd understand it. At somebody on Instagram and was like, huh,
look my truck.
Like, I was literally typing in LMAO, whose is that? I was typing that in and I was like,
I was shaking so bad, it scared me so.
Yeah,
I was so
it was
upset.
Blurry. Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't understand how it's blurry. He's like, guys, look at my truck.
Right. No, 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 no. Thank you so much for listening to the Fat and Furious podcast. We're going to try and do these more often.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Really, work schedules and crap have really, combined really back together easy. Again to make this,
this
a little
is,
more
this
manageable.
Is the
yeah, oh,
this
yeah,
is
absolutely.
The
rebirth. So
we're coming back doing things differently this time.
See, we say that and...
we're not going to do the big clusterfucks of eight people in
yeah,
one room
yelling at
each other.
Yeah, but see, that's why people
other.
Come to us.
No, that's not. No one wants to listen.
No, I love you. Come on, man.
Justin's trying to rape the audience.
Whoa. Whoa.
I don't have my whistle on me right now.
All right, that's the end of that.